Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're in the fourth hour of Overdrive here on this Thursday edition. And we're joined by James O'Keefe. I get so relaxed by the fourth hour, I stop even pronunciating, sound like I'm drunk. I've been on radio so much and TV so much the last 17 years, probably more airtime than anybody else out there. I just kind of get like, yeah, next guest up, let's go to... I'm like, oh, wait, I'm on the radio. Let me actually pronunciate my words. James O'Keefe, and he heads up the Project Veritas, and we're very excited to have him on with us another 30 minutes. We're going to start taking more of your calls, and then after we're done taking a few calls, we're going to get into some of the other things they're working on right now and play some more of the videos of him going to Eric Holder's house to say, hey, why don't you put a sign up saying you don't own guns? Oh, no, he needs guns to protect himself. There's a lot of other key news up at Infowars.com right now. But, Jerome, you were pointing out that Alan Dershowitz, after I was on right before him on Piers Morgan, said I wouldn't be in that man's home if he disagreed with guns, implying I'm psychopathic and I'm going to kill somebody with a gun. This is a guy that promotes torture, secret arrest, all this stuff. He's a joke in the legal system. He's represented all the some of the most horrible criminals ever known, and he is a monster, and he's implying I'm violent, I'm bad, because I said, look, foreigner, stop trying to take our guns. But what did you want to say to Dershowitz?
I wanted to ask Alan Dershowitz, how would he feel if he had a disagreement with a dictator, and that dictator ordered that he be killed? Because that's what dictators do.
You're absolutely right. Let's take another call with our guest. James O'Keefe, before we do that, do you want to comment on my Piers Morgan appearance or the overall attack on guns? I mean, I think it takes all kinds, you know, to make the world go around, but I think it's good sometimes to get in their faces. If what I did was discrediting the gun owners, which they tried to spin it, why haven't they had me back on other shows? Why was the producer crying and screaming, get out, get out, get out, if it was a defeat for gun owners?
Well, my comment on Piers Morgan is I only wish that Project Veritas went to his house and asked him to put a sign on his lawn, because I've actually done some research, and I actually have both of his addresses out there in California. So I think he has one property in Beverly Hills under a different name. So maybe you might see a video from us in the next week or two coming out on that subject.
Oh, a little sneak peek. You're going to be visiting Piers.
Yeah, maybe.
What, do you need funding for it? I bet you're doing good.
Oh, yes. We do need funding.
How about I underwrite you going to Piers' house, and then I get a plug for Infowars.com? You want some help there?
We might be able to talk about that, yeah.
Maybe I'll go to his house.
We would like to go to his house, and maybe not that idea, because you know, he may have seen the video, but maybe something else. You know, we'll have to think about it.
Oh, I tell you, of course, Piers can't really come out during the day, though. He is a vampire. So I would, who sucks the rights out of country. He's already did it to England. Now he's run over here. I would not go. I would go during the night if you wanted to actually come out.
That's a good idea. Maybe when he gets home, I don't know, when he gets home from for the weekend or something, he's not working very late at night or very early in the morning.
Yeah, it's well known he won't come out. He's never been hit by sunlight.
Is that so? I didn't know that.
I'm being sarcastic. All right. We're going to go to break. This is a short segment. Come back with Truth Raider and a few others. And then we're going to get into, for folks that haven't seen on your website, you went to Holder's house, you name it. How did you have the huevos to do that?
It was actually, I have to compliment my reporters. We got about 18 to 24 people that go out there and do it. And there are three girls that went to his house. And no more than 5 seconds after they knocked on Eric Holder's door, the FBI police showed up.
I'm with a newly formed group called Citizens Against Central Science. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to get support from such committees to the area to kind of promote the cause, no guns on the street, that kind of thing.
Break. Back it up. Great job, guys, having that ready. That was seamless. We're going to come back and take a few calls and play that and then recap it. But notice the FBI's there to protect him because he's a big man. You, the common slaves, though, you don't get a gun. So he agrees with the Ku Klux Klan. The commoners don't get guns. Only the big master gets the guns. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, and riding shotgun with us from the bottom of the hour, James O'Keefe. He, of course, is the legendary investigative journalist, a young guy as well. In the last 5-6 years, has brought down Acre and exposed Planned Parenthood, gotten a bunch of resignations and congressional investigations over NPR. We're going to be going back to him and a few of your phone calls that have been holding, and then we're going to get into his program. We're going to play some audio and video clips here, audio for radio, video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, of going around to Eric Holder's house, the attorney general, saying, hey, you want our guns, will you turn your guns in, or will you put a gun-free zone sign at your house? And within 30 seconds, you know, the FBI pulls up. So they've got your tax money guarding all their houses. But you're not going to get that. See, they're going to have guns, and they're going to have armed guards and red carpets. But you don't need to have a gun, okay, because they're government. Some of the news up at InfoWars.com. Feinstein rolls out draconian attack on the Second Amendment. That's all detailed. Well over 150 guns to be banned because it says this gun and all others like it. Basically, it's that interpretation that's so dangerous. Congressman Obama only upholds the Soviet Constitution. Very powerful article that a congressman's come out and basically made some powerful statements. Here are the children murdered by drone attacks at the hands of Obama, showing you care less about children. Iranian ambassador, only war can stop us now. And Michael Bloomberg's Twilight Zone key article by Kurt Nemo, women to be drafted under Pentagon plan. That's what all this women in the military thing's about, is they want universal service, but the women will just be the domestic enforcers. That's their own words, the Chicago boss's words when he was at the White House. Missouri law will force gun owners to register with schools. This is the new thing to shame us, as the Attorney General has said. Well, he should be ashamed. But we're going to take a few calls and then get to James O'Keefe's breakdown of going to people's newspapers that publish gun owners' names saying, why don't you put a sign saying no guns? And going to Holder's house, the Attorney General, that's coming up. But right now, Truth Raider in Oregon, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
I've been vaccinated. I'm sick.
Oh, are you Piers Morgan?
No, I'm glad I'm not him. I would have terminal illness if I was that guy.
Okay. Hey, you've been holding a while. What's on your mind, bro?
Well, you know, this is what's frightening. I did a beta test. I went down to my local mall, wore a padded jacket. I walked through, and any time I say, wow, this is scary, I could have had a Glock 19, a Tech 9, a Ruger, what have you, and I could have done business.
And well, you're never going to stop people that want to do bad things. I mean, especially with a sheep-like population. What's your point?
Yes. I mean, what is going on here? They want to take our guns from us, but then they leave everything open for fair game. Everything is left open. And you know, it's like it's just hunting season. You just everyone's a sitting.
No, that's what they do. And they introduce the hunting season for crazy people is the public schools to go shoot people where they've disarmed everyone and made sure, hey, here's where the victims are. Let me go back to our guest on that subject, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, investigative journalist par excellence. What about making the schools gun-free and then advertising and hyping it? I mean, it's like they're hoping for another mass shooting to get our guns.
Well, that's one of the things that I thought about doing with this recent Citizens Against Senseless Violence mockumentary we made on YouTube. I thought about going to the Sidwell School. This is the school where David Gregory's kids go in Washington, as well as Barack Obama's kids go. And I just thought it was too risky because, you know, there's Secret Service is there, and it would just be too risky. They'd probably arrest me immediately. But I would have loved to go to the Sidwell School where David Gregory's kids go and offer them to put a sign up that says this school is gun-free.
Well, see, that's your First Amendment right. Maybe I should go there and do that. And if they arrest you, just to get some more news coverage. MSNBC and others said people are attacking their kids. No, we're not. Their kids are protected by armed guards. Why are they trying to block our children being protected? Why do they tell them crouch down and wait to be killed? I mean, we're not being aggressive to them. They're trying to make sure we can't protect ourselves. They're trying to make sure we're fair game. They're assaulting us.
Well, maybe you should go to the Sidwell School and do it. You'd have more moxie than me if you chose to do that. I've been arrested, Alex, and I don't have, you know, I have to raise the money privately, and it's difficult for us sometimes.
No, I've been arrested quite a few times too. But I
know you have. I know you have.
I always drop the charges because I haven't done anything. I mean, if I went up to the edge of the school and started and saying I'd like to offer or knock knock, hi, I'd like to offer you this sign that you're a gun free zone. Oh, but you've got guns. Well, why is that?
You know, why do you have guns? Do you not like children? You know, you want to support the death of children or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, and again, in the free country, we'd get arrested. Well, let's talk about this clip because some stations just joined us. Tell folks what you did again, and then we're going to play the clip of going to the Attorney General's house.
So we posed as this group called Citizens Against Senseless Violence. We posed as an anti-gun group, and we made a little advertising campaign to go along with it, like a little with white T-shirts, and we said, you know, we want to save the children. Guns kill children. Guns are bad. And we went to the homes of politicians, journalists, and Attorney General Eric Holder, MSNBC, Star Ledger, Westchester Journal News. They printed the names of gun owners. And we went to the home of Eric Holder, which is the clip you're about to play, in Northwest Washington, D.C. And within 5 seconds of knocking on Eric Holder's door to put a sign on his lawn that says this home is gun-free, the FBI police showed up.
Now, imagine if the public schools had a couple cops at them. Or just teachers trained and armed, it would be the same thing. But no, only he gets 24-hour guard service.
But Alex, not only does Eric Holder get FBI police protection 24 hours, journalists at the Westchester Journal News had 24-hour armed guards protecting their homes as well.
Yeah, I saw that because the evil gun owners had been calling them, and oh my gosh, they better have armed guards now. I saw that in the news. Did that happen after you went to their houses or before?
That happened before that started happening. There was a program on Fox, Judge Jeanine. She actually went to two of their homes a few days before we did, and she caught the same thing. So they had been there before.
And so they were scared of a Fox TV host, like they were going to come kill them. I mean, again, these people are nuts. And then they have guns protecting them. I mean, it's just... And they always say, oh, Israel doesn't have guns. Don't bring that up. NRA's wrong. Oh, it's wrong to say we're armed. They say we're discredited by bringing this up because it's what discredits them. And they're saying, please, you know, throw us in the briar patch. Stop doing this. They know it's effective. That's why they're telling us, oh, this isn't effective. Stop it. Stop it.
Right. Even the Washington Post, Alex, put out a piece that was very positive about this recent investigation. So some people in the mainstream media appreciate the fact that we're exposing frauds. I think it's a winning issue when you expose them to be frauds and cowards.
Well, it's more than that. When the Washington Post came out and said, don't publish people's names, this has happened over the last few decades. People always get mad. The Washington Post doesn't want to upset us too much. They're telling the other liberals, we'll get them later. Don't rile them up, you know, because they're scared of us coming to their houses. They're scared of us pointing out they've got armed guards. They want to shut this down.
They don't want to be the journalists definitely do not want to be personally exposed. But that's what they've been doing to the public, to us peasants. I call us peasants. That's what they've been doing to the common people for decades. So it's time that we expose the journalists.
Absolutely. It's time. Let's talk to. Well, no, let's go ahead and play this clip. Here's the clip with the group going to Attorney General's house. Home of Eric Holder, U.S. Attorney General, Washington, D.C. Here it is.
We're
on camera, they say. Three women. How can I help you? Less than 30 seconds, the police.
We are with a new
federal police.
Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
We're in a newly formed group.
From the D.C. area to kind of promote the cause, no guns on the street, that kind of thing.
Right.
You don't know if
they're not home right now.
I don't know about anybody else.
Door slammed too. Signs rejected too. Why, you don't want us to know that you don't have guns? Because we know you do.
We're assuming this is a gun-free household. I hope that's correct.
Thanks for the visit, but I'm not going to speak on your signs. I appreciate what you're doing, but by the same token, I'm going to pass on the signs.
Yeah, nobody wants to say there's no gun in their house. Besides, they're all going to have guns. They've all got their little commie cards.
Violence? Can we sign you up?
No, thanks.
Yeah, any particular reason? Are you gun owners?
I agree with you.
Look, these so-called liberals, these authoritarians are so dumb. They're like, I agree with you. Every home should be gun-free, but no, I'm not taking your sign. Police getting called on them.
A member of the media willing to live up to the strength of their conviction. Now a final parting thought from our good friend Bob Braun at the Star-Ledger, which also wants to target law-abiding gun owners.
We're going to get a nasty note from one of my most progressive friends who says, because I wrote a column, I'm a columnist, and I wrote a column against, for sure, your gun laws, and he said, you're a fool because when the right wing takes over the government, we're going to need guns.
So he's worried the right wing's going to take over and then...
Yeah, and they don't have any guns to fight them back. Then I said to him, they got the army, you know, they got the army and the navy and the marines and everything else, and he said, it's going to be a revolution there too, but, you know...
There There you go. The insiders are talking about a revolution. This is their revolution to get our guns and take over. Final segment with our guest straight ahead. And we'll give you the website as well to go see all the videos. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of
fire. By the way, I've got to spend time trying to make money to fund the syndicated radio show, the crew, the filmmaking, the nightly news, all of it. And you guys have done a great job out there supporting us over the years with the products we sell at InfoWars.com. But I got approached last year by one of the, and I wasn't even a big skater, though I did like skateboards. I just wasn't very good at it compared to my friends. We go skate the parking garages, all of it growing up. But, I mean, everybody knows Alien Workshop, probably the name in skateboards. They approached us about 6 months ago and said, would you like to put out a custom line of InfoWars skateboards that come out at the regular price but are custom? And I said, absolutely. So those are now available for sale at InfoWarsShop.com, and they're going to come out with more and more. But custom InfoWars, limited edition, Divide and Conquer. Look at that artwork inspired by our work. And they're a great artist of the left and right and how they control both Republicans and Democrats. Divide and Conquer, Alien Workshop, that's just one of them. And they've got a brainwashing one. And this is just a test. Brainwash Skate Deck, $49.95. Divide and Conquer, $49.95. I mean, that's a super high-quality skateboard, $49. And you put your wheels on it, wherever you custom have there and like. So there you have it, and there's going to be a bunch more coming out, but those are limited edition, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. James O'Keefe, we got to talk in the next few days off air when you get time and I get time. I mean to get a hold of you for years. Stuff falls to the cracks. I salute what you've done. I salute your work. We've got a lady who wants to talk to you, Susan, real fast in California, who says you inspired her. Susan, real fast, you're on the air with the head of the Project Veritas.
Thank you very much, Alex. And James, I met you a couple of years ago at a pro-life walk. You made a very inspiring speech telling everyone that even though we may be small in number at the time, that everyone can have and can make an action that causes a reaction. And because of you, I started speaking up about the problems within Girl Scouts and how they have a very pro-abortion agenda. And actually,
oh, it's total brainwashing. Total brainwashing.
I would love for you to cover this because this is cookie season. I mean, they are at the height of their selling at this very moment. And if you would, let your listeners become enlightened on how deep they go into indoctrinating.
Oh, no. Type in Girl Scouts trained to fight terrorist. And then you actually get the training. It's what are mommy and daddy doing? In fact, were you aware of this, James? It sounds crazy, but it's really happening.
I've heard something about the Girl Scouts and abortion. I haven't
tell me what they're doing, Susan.
It's beyond that. Just last month in December, the Girl Scouts, representing its 10 million members around the world, were at the Global Youth Forum in Bali. They actually were on the steering committee, and they came up with a statement asking for legalization of prostitution.
Oh, my God. That's breaking news. I want to do me a favor. Send that to showtips@infowars.com.
Show tips? Okay.
Yeah, show tips. Yeah. And it's all about trafficking women. It's all about exterminating them once they have babies, aborting them. Just amazing. We'll look into that. Show tips at infowars.com. James, thanks for all the time. We got 3 minutes in closing here in this segment. What else would you like to impart to everybody out there?
Well, I wanted to reemphasize what I said before. I believe the way to change the world is through journalism. And, the listener in California just said, I actually did do a little, it's remarkable that it's a small world because I was out in California about 3 years ago giving a talk, and she's right. You produce a consequence that produces a reaction. And if you expose something that's so outrageous that forces people to react to you, and it's that reaction that gets into the news, and then whenever they, like in this case when Touré reacted to our gun video, I'm sure the MSNBC people were saying, Touré, don't say anything. You're just going to give oxygen to his story. So we have proven that a citizen journalist can actually change laws, force politicians to act. And in the next year, we're going to triple our efforts. You can follow us at Project Veritas. That's Project VERITAS.com. And if you want to get involved in one of these video projects, if you want to be a videographer, if you want to be trained to go undercover, contact our website, send us a tip, and we'll put you out in the field.
There you go, Info Warriors. The fight is now. The war is now. Whether it's We Are Change or Veritas, or you want to say you're an Info Warrior reporter, just uploading to YouTube, then we can use clips on our show. It doesn't matter. Help out Veritas. Help out InfoWars. Get involved in We Are Change. We're all in this together. And it is so exciting to see you know, the powerful alternative media now really together. We overshadow the dinosaur media, and that's why they're panicking. With the DrudgeReport.com and WorldNet Daily and countless others. Very, very exciting. Hey, tell my producer here, James, as you leave, when is a good time for me, a couple windows, to try to give you a call the next few days, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, James, thank you so much. Very, very exciting, thank ladies you. And gentlemen. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, they're attacking us right now. Okay, so I'm not looking for any trouble, but they started the fight. I say we stopped their butt in the info war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Others are warning that what should be listed as one of the biggest apocalyptic threats is not terrorists blowing up a bus and killing 10 people, which turned out to be staged to begin with, but antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And there's a London Guardian report on that I'm going to be getting to a little bit later. But what needs to be realized here is that over 100,000, some numbers are as high as 200,000 people, die from infections that were preventable in hospitals. Are you seeing a bunch of, oh, five-year-old Billy died riddled with sores as the bacteria ate the flesh off his body and he went into a coma over 2 weeks and died? Tom Daschle or somebody like Joe Biden, you know, former and current politicians running around crying. They decide when to punch the buttons. They decide. And now we've got a press conference being opened by the Democrats saying, I believe the gun lobby is no match for the cross lobby. And we're getting a full press conference. It is unbelievably disgusting. And in there, they have forced buyback provisions. She lies and says, we're not going to take guns from anybody. They always register. You have to come in and get them registered. They always confiscate. It's been done in Europe. It's been done in Australia. Australia is down to bolt action and single shot, and it is in their official newspapers. You can just type in Australia set to ban bolt action, and you will pull up the mainstream articles. We covered it yesterday. So it's always the same pattern. England did the same deal. And then they say, okay, you can keep the bolt action. It's got to be checked in at a local shooting club with police there, paid off duty when you shoot. And then they just ban the hunting clubs. Now they're banning those clubs. So this is how they totally eradicate them. And several countries in South America are doing this where they're banning hunting and guns. So they want it all gone. They try to make it about hunting, which it isn't, but they understand that's part of the culture, so they want to kill that too. In fact, oh, you think you're going to hunt foxes that are breeding like rats? That's why they have fox hunting with your beagles and your other foxhounds. You think you're going to ride out in the country and have your dogs, hunt like they're supposed to? So the foxes don't, kill your cat. Paul Watson lives outside London. There are foxes running around. He sent me photos of them. I've retweeted them at Real Alex Jones. Just like roaches, and they're vicious. Foxes have come in and killed babies and things. They're in the dog family, but about five times more vicious per pound. Can't hunt them, so they're like roaches now all over the UK. Beautiful animals, but they are like roaches. See, all the ancients knew what to hunt. You didn't hunt big, beautiful animals. You hunted things that would get out of control if you didn't hunt them. Like take here in Austin, we have white-tailed deer getting run over everywhere, eating in the yard, starving to death. I could barely drive home during the day or at night. Just deer everywhere. I see them hit everywhere I go. But you're not allowed to hunt them inside the city. And sometimes they'll pay people like $3,000-$4,000 a piece to cage them and then fly them to West Texas. And then they get out in West Texas with wolves and mountain lions, half starved. They're domesticated. They get killed in hours. Thousands of dollars to fly mountain lions free meals in helicopters. Because you don't want them to die in the long truck ride, so you fly them in a helicopter. Half the time they die of having a heart attack. I'm not kidding. They've had cases of up to $5,000 these yuppies will pay to have deer trapped in their yards, put in big cages. They go in to get food. And then I'm already ranting. I haven't even gotten to it yet. Let's play a clip of Feinstein saying we want to dry up the supply of the, quote, assault weapons, which is now your handgun. Here it is. Dianne Feinstein in her press conference today. Here's that clip.
Hunting rights. We have tried to recognize legal defense rights. We have tried to recognize the right of a citizen to legally possess a weapon. No weapon is taken from anyone. The purpose is to dry up the supply of these weapons over time. Therefore, there is no sunset on this bill.
There you go. There is no sunset on this bill. And she literally smacks her lips with pleasure. That is an insider trader, one of the top insider traders in Congress. When they got caught, as you know, last year, they did a gangster trick on you, a mafia trick, a lawyer trick. It's on record. They said, oh, it's not against the law for us to do it, which it actually was. We've done whole reports on that. We'll pass a law making it illegal. And the law actually made it legal. It's not constitutional. Where if the ethics committee of the House or Senate, run by the insider traders, says it's okay, then it is. It's like, oh, we got caught murdering? Oh, well, murder's not illegal for us. We'll pass a law making it illegal. And then the law says, well, we can kill somebody if the ethics committee says it's okay. I mean, that's the games that this big, swollen, pus-filled pig of a woman, this tyrant is engaged in. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. British government and others are warning that what should be listed as one of the biggest apocalyptic threats is not terrorists blowing up a bus and killing 10 people, which turned out to be staged to begin with, but antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And there's a London Guardian report on that I'm going to be getting to a little bit later. But what needs to be realized here is that over 100,000, some numbers are as high as 200,000 people, die from infections that were preventable in hospitals. Are you seeing a bunch of, oh, five-year-old Billy died riddled with sores as the bacteria ate the flesh off his body and he went into a coma over 2 weeks and died? Tom Daschle. Or somebody like Joe Biden, you know, former and current politicians running around crying. They decide when to punch the buttons. They decide. And now we've got a press conference being opened by the Democrats saying, I believe the gun lobby is no match for the cross lobby. And we're getting a full press conference. It is unbelievably disgusting. And in there, they have forced buyback provisions. She lies and says, we're not going to take guns from anybody. They always register. You have to come in and get them registered. They always confiscate. It's been done in Europe. It's been done in Australia. Australia is down to bolt action and single shot, and it is in their official newspapers. You can just type in Australia set to ban bolt action, and you will pull up the mainstream articles. We covered it yesterday. So it's always the same pattern. England did the same deal. And then they say, okay, you can keep the bolt action. It's got to be checked in at a local shooting club with police there, paid off duty when you shoot. And then they just ban the hunting clubs. Now they're banning those clubs. So this is how they this is like hospital level bad. You know, she didn't go to the hospital, but she was down. And we're talking like a day after she took it. My uncle, my dad's brother, almost died when he was, I think, 7 years old from a tetanus shot, swole up, had to go to the hospital. So the biggest thing running against him is cause and effect, to the point of now, before they would deny, oh, your kid had a convulsion because we gave him a shot, too. It's normal to have a seizure, but, you know, if you're going home, and now the doctor's telling us, this came out 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, there were so many convulsions from the H1N1. They said, look, just put something hard in their mouth, you know, wooden or whatever you've got, not metal, to break your teeth off. You got to shove something in their mouth. Okay, I'm going to give them a shot. And if they have a convulsion today, it's quite normal. Just put something between their teeth. Imagine, this is quite normal, but they may have a convulsion. And, of course, I laugh because it's so sick. It's a laugh of pain. I mean, I have been on vacation or on the streets, and you'll run into people, and they'll have a five-year-old that's autistic sitting there, you know, talking to themselves. Sometimes it'll be a, you know, younger child, older child, beautiful soul that had a great future ahead of them. And I'll say, when did that happen? Were they born like that? Very nice child. And they'll go, no, Billy was... You know, he was 18 months old, and we went for a second round of shots, and he couldn't wake up the next morning. He didn't talk for a week, and he never talked again. He was talking so much and so happy, and he hadn't talked since. And you know, he's 7 years old now, and we believe it's the vaccines, but the doctors say it isn't. Yeah, because the doctors gave it to your kid. They're never going to say they're wrong. Once the Nazis started killing people. And Hitler said, now kill millions. They couldn't say no because, well, they had done the right thing before. Same thing with the Soviets. Same thing with all these pundits and people wanting to take our guns and wanting collectivism and wanting tyranny. They cannot and they will not ever say they were wrong. No matter how crazy it gets, no matter how out of control it gets, most of them will commit to evil forever. If you see the corruption, if you know about liberty, thank God you grew up, had the genetics, had the locale, had the mentors to be able to have common sense. People that get into fraud, it's like gamblers I've known. I've known people that are very successful in business but blow all their money on gambling. And I'm like, listen, stop gambling and you can get out of all this. No, no, no. I'm going to go gamble more and I'll get on top of this. And I'm like, listen, it's designed... That big, you know, thing out in the desert and all these systems to separate you from your money. The house will always win long term. They trumpet the winner, sometimes staged, to make you think everybody's a winner. Okay? But statistically, you lose about 70% of the time or more. Don't be a sucker. If you want to gamble, gamble in business and real life where you have a chance of winning. Because the gambling spirit is actually something genetically and chemically they've proven in the brain that is actually associated with leadership. But they take it and misappropriate it like a mind control system. It's like the snake in the Jungle Book trying to hypnotize people. You know, that is a facsimile. It is a fraud. You want to go play poker with your buddies? That's one thing. At least you got an even chance of winning. That's why you don't see a lot of poker going on at the big casinos. Blackjack, you might have a chance to win. But everything else is a fraud at the end of the day. I mean, if you bet your buddies $20 on a football game because it makes it more interesting, I get that. But how did I even get off into gambling? Vaccines. With vaccines, it is just a complete and total fraud. And it's not my opinion of that. And I have a stack of articles here. Piers Morgan falls ill days after receiving flu vaccine. In fact, we're working through these videos right now and then back into the guns and then your phone calls. Piers Morgan falls ill days after receiving flu vaccine. And, you know, I desperately try to get mainline talk show hosts who are intelligent and see a lot of what's going on to talk about vaccines, but they don't want to do it because the corporate media has put a stigma on it of, quote, conspiracy theorist, and run other hoaxes where they claim Dr. Wakefield was involved in a fraud. He's never admitted to that. The evidence has been proven to be a fraud. Turns out the evidence against him has been a fraud. There were three previous studies, two of them in England, finding what he found years before. And there's a major association with autoimmune disorders and vaccine contaminants in the intestines and the brain. That's why you drink alcohol to affect your brain. It's the same thing. And so much of what he said was dead on. That's why they've gone after him. So they run these hoaxes, kind of like free energy or things like that. They run a hoax 20 years ago saying, you know, no such thing as that. And say, oh, it was done in a mayonnaise jar. So it's all a scam. And then meanwhile, all these real things that get developed never can be deployed because people were told it was a fraud. So there's all these hoaxes going on. But in Adan Salazar's excellent article, he links to the CDC's own seasonal flu vaccine fact guide. In fact, I'm going to get Adan to also link to their adverse reaction page where it says death, seizures, narcolepsy, I mean, just hundreds of things. And then I can show you mainstream news articles where they say there is no side effects. It's a conspiracy theory. In fact, I've read those articles where it says crazy people like Alex Jones and Dr. Blaylock, they say vaccines are causing brain damage and autoimmune disorders and swelling of the brain. There is no proof, and the government says zero side effects. You go read the inserts of all these vaccines. All of them include death. 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 And it's so frustrating to know that aspartame in Diet Coke and thousands of products causes macular degeneration. And to know people that drink these diet drinks and eat the diet candy and go, hey, I hear you're going blind. Can I give you some literature? No, I don't want to see it. Because, see, they don't want to admit they were wrong to do this. I mean, look, I know it's wrong that I like to eat 30-ounce steaks. I know it's wrong that I do unhealthy things. At least I know it. But, I mean, a steak's a lot better than aspartame. I know getting angry is not good for me, but I still do it because it's who I am. This stuff is meant to hurt you. And people say, you know, like the Young Turks guy, I admit it's all happening, but they don't mean it. Well, I've got books where they admit, like eco-science, they're doing it on purpose. And see, that's the issue. That's what's so frustrating about this, is that I have watched people. I know two local talk show hosts. One says I can talk about it, the other says I can't, that work at the same company who took the H1N1 shot, despite everything I said to them 4 years ago, who got mild cases of Guillain-Barré. Neurological disorder so bad their hands and feet became numb. Sometimes it totally paralyzes you and kills you. And the doctors even told them this is a vaccine reaction. One of them was Dale Dudley, one of the top morning shows in town on 93.7, the sister station to our AM 590. And I was on his show, and he said, I haven't told anybody this yet, but I'll go ahead and tell you. I had to go to the doctor and stuff. The crew knows. Remember, for a couple months, my hands got numb, my feet. I went to the doctor. I was so scared. I got a mild case of Guillain-Barré. Yeah, what about the articles from yesterday? 800 European children developed narcolepsy after receiving H1N1 vaccine. Here's another one. At least 50 African children paralyzed after receiving Bill Gates-backed meningitis vaccine. Natural News. Links to all the mainstream articles. I mean, it's in major newspapers like CBS that 60-something thousand Indian children last year got paralyzed. Many of them died after taking the UN polio vaccine. Because it is polio. I mean, it's so cold-blooded that Stalin said one man dies is a statistic, a million dies, one man dies, it's a tragedy, a million dies is a statistic. And to know, it's like back of the paper, 60-something thousand kids, thousands of them died. They're like, oh, well, it's a side effect, no big deal. It's like, hey, yeah, you know, 60,000 kids paralyzed, but you hear about the 20th Sandy Hook. You know, I mean, it's so over the top how they decide when to punch the buttons of what's sad. And Alex, what about the kids? Turn your guns in. I'm like, but crimes drop 49% violent crime. Here, let me give you the actual, oh, I don't believe those statistics. Thought you don't believe the government. Well, no, these are locally compiled. Some of the most accurate statisticians world over say these are some of the most accurate in the world. They're the example of what's accurate. It's something good set up 50 years ago. Very accurate.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
See, the globalists, they want to just normalize everybody to get accustomed to tyranny and cancer rates up several thousand percentage and everybody gets breast cancer and everybody gets testicular cancer early. And yeah, you know, childhood cancer didn't exist 100 years ago. It was super rare 50 years ago. You know, now it's up over 10,000% on average. And yeah, if a girl has a Hello Kitty bubble machine that is in the shape of a gun because it's handheld, but it's not even called a gun. My kids actually have had one of those, my four-year-old. The police come in, you get questioned, we're going to expel her. All of this is going on. And it's insane. And it's political correctness and total control. And then a girl draws a paper gun and the police are called. She just... Again, it's an attack on ideas. It's authoritarianism in the name of the nanny state. And the people running it, they're the ones buying the 1.6 billion bullets. They're the ones talking about a revolution. They're the ones fantasizing about bringing in Chinese troops against us, whether that's feasible or not. They're the ones in the Daily Beast saying, we need to have the communist Chinese tell us what to do. Alex Jones is the enemy. You know, I read those quotes yesterday. I mean, it's bizarre stuff in the Piers Pressure story. Look at this article if you're watching on TV. The London Telegraph, Lego accused of racism with Star Wars set. Now my son is building this right now. And I'm going to bring this in. I'm going to try to get him to finish it. It's really big. Lego has been accused of racism by the Turkish community over a Star Wars model that supposedly resembles one of Istanbul's most revered mosques. And, folks, it has a slight dome on it. Looks almost nothing like it. By the way, that's Christian architecture there. That was a Christian church. So is the big church in Istanbul. The point is, it looks almost nothing like it. And they say Jabba the Hutt is meant to look like Arabs. I mean, Jabba the Hutt is a giant space alien worm who talks like Cookie Monster.
Ho, 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 teeny Jedi.
I mean, this is what it's reached. Hello Kitty guns, bubble guns. Jabba the Hutt things, and the media takes this and goes, no, it's quite normal. Robin Page of the BBC was arrested for saying rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. And they said the word homosexual is judged to be mean, and the guy's not even a conservative. And they go and arrest him. And, of course, the charges were dropped because there were no real charges. It's to create the idea of you have no speech. They're going to be able to ban real guns if kids... I see articles every month where somebody will do a zombie story. I've seen this dozens of times. I know you've seen it. They'll write an article about zombies that are so popular and about a fictional school attacked by zombies and how they shoot the zombies, and they will arrest you. And in one article, it was, you know, the dad's parents were split up, the grandparents were raising the top honor student football player, and though it was fictional, the grandpa called the police, and they are charging him, sending us terroristic threats, even though it's a fictional school. I remember that a few years ago. And it's like, where'd Bob go? Oh, he drew a gun. I mean, all we did was draw army fights and stuff when we were doodling as boys. And the girls drew girls in dresses. I mean, that's what you do. All we did was play soldier. They're making normal human activity illegal. It's not illegal yet, but they're still acting like it is. To the point of, ladies and gentlemen, we own the Jabba the Hutt set. I was playing with the figures last night saying, you got to get this built. And I was looking at how cool, it's got like a dozen figures. I'm going to bring it in here as soon as it's done. In fact, will you call my house? I know my son's homeschooling today, but will you ask him as soon as he can to get this done? I want to bring this in, folks. These creatures look nothing like Muslims. I mean, Star Wars is incredibly politically correct, and it's all about all cultures and groups coming together, including aliens. It's like Star Trek. It's the opposite, is my point. But no, it's racist. Jabba the Hutt's palace makes the Arabs look bad. And in Austria, they're like, we may shut this down, actually. Yes. Again, to set the precedent so they can shut anybody down they want. Be sure and support the broadcast and spread the word about it, and get the new Come and Take It t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.